We continue, but not finish today, to peruse this wondrous sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, the Eucharistic chapter of the Eucharistic Gospel, in which the Eucharist is highlighted, and also the contrast between the darkness of death and sin and the light of life in Christ Jesus, which comes to us from that gift of the Eucharist. And so our Lord has already performed miracles and announced what he was going to do, and he begins to do it. And some people, of course, have difficulty with it. And how can they not? If I were to say to you, which I do not say, that you need to eat my body and drink my blood, you would have a problem with that. So would I. It would hurt. But not God. He is God. He is eternal. He is almighty. He is infinite. And so, he gives us his own flesh and his own blood, which we receive under the appearances of bread and wine through the gift of transubstantiation, which the Church teaches us is a dogma of our faith. Indeed, the Trinity, the Resurrection, the Incarnation, the Eucharist, among the principal dogmas of our holy Catholic faith, without which we cannot enter heaven. And also among them, of course, is heaven, purgatory, and hell, which some people have a problem with. Well, if you have a problem with it, get to it, chop chop, because you cannot enter heaven if you do not believe. That's it. If you do not believe what our Lord has revealed, what the Church has taught from what he has revealed, and of course she teaches with the power of the Holy Spirit who has been given to her till the end of time. Not to every single individual. There are many wicked popes and bishops and priests. So what? They're human still. It is not they who are infallible. It is the teaching of the Church which is infallible. And so he tells us, I am the living bread. I am the manna, the real manna that comes down from heaven. Unless you eat this manna from on high, my flesh, for the life of the world, you cannot be saved. You cannot go to heaven. It is as simple as that. And we see that the majority of mankind does not believe it. And if a good part of it did at one time believe in it, they have forgotten it. And even in the Church, a great majority of the people who are so-called Catholics do not believe it. The first thing it says is, unless they repent and convert before they die, they will not enter heaven. That's that. Very simple. And that's why I say to you often, most people that you see, that you meet, are going to hell. That is simple as that. Including priests and bishops. Maybe some popes too. But not too many of you meet popes. I have. I haven't met this one, and I probably never will, but I have met popes. Popes that were saints. So, faith is necessary, but not just faith in anything. It is not my saying, I believe in this plant or in this wall. It is, I believe, that the Father and the Holy Spirit have sent the Son, and that he has come, and that he gives us his life for our salvation, which we see on the crucifix that represents that which he has done. And that he has done this and continues to do this for us through the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Now, some will say, well, We don't actually drink his blood. Only the priest does this. Now, in some places, they do drink. But early in the church, they stopped this practice because so many people were catching the plague and dying. Because it is the blood of Christ, not an antiseptic. And we saw recently, with whatever truth there was to the plandemic, that they stopped it in many places because people were catching disease. It is not an antiseptic. It is the blood of Christ. And so only the priests at the altar. But the host that you receive is not a split up Christ. It is the whole Christ. It is the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. It is Christ who both died on the cross and who is now ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father and sends the Holy Spirit upon us. It is the real Christ, the true Christ, without whom we cannot have life. So we revel in the glory of the fact that we are allowed, if we are worthy, by being in the state of grace, of sanctifying grace, and not in the state of mortal sin, to receive worthily the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of the eternal Son of God, become in time the Son of the ever Virgin Mary, who in her own body and soul has now been visited with the fullness of redemption, as we celebrated this last Thursday with the glorious feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, body and soul into heaven, where she awaits us, where now she is crowned as Queen of the Universe, Queen of the Church, Queen of all the faithful, Queen of the clergy. So today, as we celebrate these mysteries, let us turn to her who sits at the right hand of God, arrayed in gold as a queen, to intercede for us, to intercede for the church, to intercede for the whole world, which is in such disarray, in such problems, and also to intercede for our country, which is in such danger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.